Hi, this is a dictation for Debbie Recker, D-E-B-B-I-E-R-E-C-O-R-D. Date of birth is 9/29/1959. Date of service is 5/28/2025. The patient presents with a chief complaint of severe pain in the back and severe pain in both the hips and both knees. The pain starts continuous and there is no cause attributed. It's just age-related degenerative osteoarthritis. The pains are described as follows. They are throbbing, shooting, sharp, heart burning, tender, and the intensity of the pain is 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 for severity. ADLs are affected 10. The patient reports that these pains are worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, and improved by lying down and rest. They are associated with some numbness and tingling of both the buttocks where the lower back pain is shooting down, muscle weakness, and bladder bowel incontinence. There is associated pain in both the hips and both knees to the tune of 9 and 10. The MRIs have been done. Patients did not have any recent physical therapy, but she has had surgery, she has had physical therapy, and she has had a back surgery in 2017 by Dr. Redden, and the details are not available right now. Please review the records for system review. And surgical history. Third, allergies, family history. Everybody is diabetic in the family. She's married, lives with her husband. Employment she's retired. She's on disability because of the back's problem. Legal history, family history, and then personal history. And ADLs. And diagnosis are from the records that have been scanned. Physical examination. A 65-year-old African-American female, 5 feet tall, 220 pounds, blood pressure 141 over 101, pulse 96, pulse oxygen 99. She is alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious. No sinuses, child is clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is okay, well-nourished, obese. She is in acute distress of severe pain. There is no shortness of breath. She doesn't appear to be lethargic but very anxious, suffering in pain. She has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well, mobile, independent without using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam will come from the template, including neurological and musculoskeletal examination. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none. Parabatrial muscle spasm, none. Range of cervical spine, range of motion is normal at forward flexion at 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 60. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, and the extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 15. And cervical spine Hoffman sign was found negative, Sterling is negative, Lerma test is negative, dysplasia test is negative. Protowall test was negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test are negative. And lumbar spine straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees, CLR is positive, CAM test was positive. And Babinski test and Beggar test is negative. SI joint, tending flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. However, the favor test was found positive bilaterally and Gonsalon test is positive bilaterally. Extremities, both the hips and both knees are examined. They are swollen, degenerated, but rest of the extremities, especially the upper extremities, are completely normal. With normal range of motion and no other deficits. Examination of both the hips do not appear to be abnormal, and no tenderness, swelling, spasm, contracture, alignment is normal, and no range of motion was found to be limited. Flexion is 100 degrees, extension is 100 degrees, external interlocation is 30 degrees. Motor strength is 4/5, valgus varus abnormality is not present, leg length discrepancy is not present. Patrick signed Tendelberg test was negative. Log roll and Ellie test, Thomas tests were negative. In the knee joint, both the knee joint on inspection, there is no scar, erythema, or effusion, and the knees are severely deformed and degenerated, and there is no local tenderness, but it is swollen. Asymmetry is there. Capitis is present. Grinding is present. Range of motions are limited to 110 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is 4/5. Valgus varus abnormality absent. Anterior posterior are negative. Mathmoris Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. Diagnosis from the records that I am submitting. The plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. Patient provided a Tylenol with coding number 4, one pill a day for pain relief for now, since we are not able to take her insurance. Lidocaine patch is also provided for temporary help, 5%. She will be called in after all the records are available, and then she will be followed up with a detailed investigation and a treatment plan. Other than that, no other orders have been given, but patient is recommended to lose weight and do home exercises. Non-pharmacological modalities are yes. Referral to psychiatric, patient was crying in pain, and she was recommended that she try some techniques like behavioral modification, hypnosis, fitness club is also okay. A review of available MRI, other imaging records, medical records are being ordered, released, and they will be reviewed at the next visit. Intervention pain procedures are on hold. Surgical options are on hold. Neuropsych, standard care caseworker are on hold. Past medical records are being requested. Investigations none. DM is none. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact yes. Thank you.